Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's so great to be in the house of the Lord on this cold Tuesday night. I won't take long. As you know, I get to the point, try to. If you don't understand the, well, I don't know if I can help you on that. If we can turn our Bibles to 1 Samuel 17, and we'll start with verse 41. While you're getting there, I'd like to give honor where honor is due and thank Pastor for this opportunity tonight to speak to this wonderful church who loves their pastor tonight. Amen. Amen. Give honor to my beautiful wife, who's always an encourager, and to my parents for keeping me on that path and this truth. If you're there, say amen. If you don't have a Bible, see Pastor, and he'll make sure you leave here today with one. But if you're looking at the screen, shout, I'm a cheater. Amen. We got some honest folks. 1 Samuel chapter 17, starting with verse 41, reads, "And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto thy fowls of the air and unto the beast of the field. Then David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee unto thine hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, unto the wild beast of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." In verse 47, "And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you unto your hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, and David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and sling it, and smote the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled." And for just a few moments, with the help of the Holy Ghost, I'd like to speak to you on this simple topic: no reason to fear. No reason to fear. Let's lay our Bibles down and let's close our eyes. Lord Jesus, we come into your house with expectation. Lord, we're crying out to you, Lord, for the days that we are living in, Lord. For the day is at hand, God. Lord, we ask you to touch this service, Lord. Bless the mouthpiece, Lord. Let him be a conduit to this congregation. Lord, open the eyes and the hearts of this congregation today, Jesus. Lord, bless this service and use it for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. You may be seated. no reason to fear. I know we've all heard the story of David and Goliath, the story I just read. We've heard it since we were a little child in Sunday school class, but it's still vital that we know this great story, the victory that had been taking place. It should shock us to read about the army of Israel. After all, they were the army of the living God. They had experienced great victories of the victories through God as they trusted in Him. Therefore, you would think that they would have been prepared to take on the giant Philistine challenger. Instead, we see here a sorry sight. The army of God, including their king, cowered on the mountainside for over 6 weeks, waiting for someone else to carry out their mission. To Goliath and the Philistine army, Israel's God can't have seemed very mighty to save. The problem, however, was not the Lord. The problem was the army. Because they were attempting to fight in their own strength, they were intimidated by Goliath. Goliath came to the front lines and declared that he would go one on one with anyone who dared to face him. Goliath challenged the veracity of the faith of Israel in their God. Goliath did not believe in Israel's God and therefore mocked God because of the fear that the people had for Goliath. At this point in history, there's a wonderful opportunity for the church to be the church. Christ has already won the battle for us. There is no need for his people to be marginalized by worldly giants who taunt us and intimidate us, deterring us from sharing the message of Jesus. Jesus had already won, and there is nothing in the world to be afraid of. David took the challenge and prepared to fight Goliath. King Saul offered his royal armor to David for the battle. David said that he did not need those things to fight the giant. He would trust in the God of Israel who had saved him from the attacks of a lion and a bear, the same God that will save David from Goliath. We see here that David was offered armor but refused. He already saw the end before it began. God won't abandon us when we're confused or lost. He won't leave us wondering what's going on, what's going to happen. God is going to lead you through your victory. When David arrived at the scene of the great standoff between Goliath and God's people, he boldly told King Saul that there was no need to fear, which was quite remarkable as the entire Israelite army had been completely paralyzed by the giant. When they saw Goliath, they ran away. He kept challenging them, but they had no answer. Then up came David, a shepherd boy, who simply said, "No one needs to be afraid. I will fight him." And when Saul understandably questioned David's ability to face Goliath, David neither gave up nor suggested that he was tougher than what he looked. Instead, he testified of the Lord's power in caring for his father's sheep. David had dealt with bears and lions, and he knew that his success had come from God. Now he was confident that the same God would give him success again, this time against the Philistine who had defiantly mocked God's people. David had already seen the victory before it ever happened. He knew that God was going to direct his path. He's going to direct that stone. David knew that he can deliver Israel from the Philistines. He saw that victory was coming. That's the way we need to see ourselves. We go through tough times, and God was right there and brought us out. We didn't think we would have enough money to make it through the week, but God showed up, and he never fails us. We need to declare victory over our family, declare victory over our finances, over our marriages, Victory is coming. Victory is right around the corner. We need to praise God in this house. We have no reason to fear. Our faith is bigger than our fear. When you got God on your side, there's nothing to be afraid of. When you got God on your side, you'll face a giant. And the giant will be threatening you. The giant will be railing against you. You can look that giant in the eyes and let him know that this day I'm going to hand your head to the buzzard. Not because of me, but because of God I serve. Once you come against me, you're coming against my God. When you fight me, you're going to fight all of heaven that's standing behind me. So I have no reason to fear. I'll make you walk out in the middle of a field while everybody else is hiding behind the bushes. I'll make you stand up and say, who dares to come against me, against the armies of the living God? You can hide and run and be afraid all you want, but I have some promises on the other side of the fight. I have some miracles on the other side of this trouble. I'm not going to run away from it. I'm going to run to it. When you have faith over fear, you don't run from it. You run toward it. This is my choice. This is my opportunity. This is what I was born to do. Because someone tell your neighbor that trouble ain't nothing but an opportunity for victory. Trouble ain't nothing but an opportunity for victory. You can't win a battle without a conflict. You can't have a trophy without a race. The bigger the giant, the harder they fall. The bigger the prize. There must be a reason the enemy is fighting you so hard today. It ought to be an indicator to you of what's going on the other side. There's been a reason why you've been struggling like you are. There's a reason you've been dealing with what you've been dealing with. I thank God for the victory of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you get this Holy Ghost, you don't have to live in fear anymore. Worry is nothing but fear. The Holy Ghost wants to deliver you from your worry. It's not the will of God that you wake up every day worried about everything going on in your life. You're a child of God. He wants you to wake up every day, square your shoulders, and walk like the royalty you are. I have no reason to fear today. My God is my way maker. He's my provider. He's my problem fixer. God is my healer. Amen. 366 times in Scripture, we are told, fear not. But how? In perilous times, how can we stand boldly and live without fear? The secret is found in Hebrews 13, where God speaks a single promise which should expel every fear and worry in our life. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will fear not. What man shall do unto me? If you want to be able to stand strong in difficult seasons, live without worry and fear, then you need to know the promise that God will never leave nor forsake you. And as the musicians come quickly, I know it was short, but I was talking with Pastor the other day. We were sitting there. He was studying for Sunday school, and I was sitting there on the other side of the dining room table. He said, what are you doing over there? I was like, oh, I'm just studying for Tuesday night. Well, what are you teaching on? The title of my message was going to be Seeing the Victory. But I was driving to work, and I was like, Lord, just please help me with this message. I don't know what to do about it. And he said, no reason to fear. No reason to fear. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. We all have fears in our lives. We all have a fear of losing our spouse, the fear of our anxiety taking over our mind, the fear of our depression consuming our life. I've come to tell you that God didn't give us a spirit of fear today, church. He wants you to have a spirit of love, compassion, and a right mind. So we can all stand. I had an interview today at Sister Melissa's work, and I was just worried about it all day. I was like, man, this ain't going to be good. I'm not prepared. I'm not good with talking to people. As you can tell, it's short tonight. I don't like talking, but pastors always, you need to just go after it. Just go after it. But I had the interview today, and I was worried about it. But then I could hear the man of God in my life, our pastor, in the back of my head saying, you're a child of the King. You have the boldness of the Holy Ghost on your side. You don't have to fear. And these altars are open today. Fear is not our future today, church. Love is our future. Peace is our future. Joy is our future. Fear doesn't have a hold of me. I hope this message got to somebody. If it didn't, it did for me. Because I had a lot of fear this whole week. But the Lord had brought me through it. The interview was only supposed to be 30 minutes, but the Lord helped me through it, and it turned out to be an hour. I feel like he's doing something great in Lenny and I's life. We feel like we're actually getting to get to one step after another. We felt like there was no hope for us, but we feel in our spirits that Lord is directing our path, and we have no reason to fear today, church. God bless you.